Snowshoe hares change their fur with the seasons. In the summer, they're brown. In the winter, they're white. But as New England sees less and less snow in the winter due to human-caused climate change, some so-called mismatched hares are sticking out like sore thumbs. New England researchers have two ideas about how to help. Vermont Public's Abigail Giles has more.
It's a warm spring day in the White Mountains, and wildlife biologist Alexei Sarin has found something exciting. Snowshoe hare tracks in a patch of snow.
We have these larger hind feet that are out to the side like that, and then the smaller front feet that are behind it.
After a tricky bushwhack, we're standing in what Soren says is prime snowshoe hare habitat. This little patch of older forest is full of blowdowns. Waist-high spruce and fir trees are growing up in the new space. Snowshoe hares like to nibble on the protein-rich buds, and they can hide from predators or camouflage in the snow. Soren has been tracking snowshoe hare populations in New England for more than a decade, sometimes by catching and tagging the animals, sometimes by counting their pellets on the forest floor. Today, we're checking some game cameras. Snowshoe hares have light bones and big feet that make them specially adapted to life on the snow, and they can blend in.
They're one of the few color-molting species in the world that actually change their seasonal coats from to be brown in the summertime to white in wintertime to be camouflaged with snow.
But these days, snow is coming later in the fall and leaving earlier in the spring because of climate change. This is leading to hares having coats that are mismatched with their surroundings.
You know, the classic when we think of them being mismatched is when they're white and there's no snow on the ground. And they've been shown to have higher rates of predation during those time frames.
But there is hope for these animals. Sarin says in places like West Virginia and Pennsylvania, scientists have found snowshoe hares that no longer turn white in the winter. He has a grant now to study whether introducing some of those hares to New England could help the animals here adapt to climate change. It's a solution scientists call assisted migration.
So it's a complicated solution in one way because it's challenging to move animals across geopolitical borders.
And there are risks. It could endanger the special population of brown hares or put them in a place where they won't thrive. But Sarin hopes this assisted migration could become a viable solution in the next decade or so. In the meantime, researchers at the University of Vermont are looking at another fix in the forest itself.
We can actually influence snow behavior a bit by, you know, changing the nature of the forest canopy.
Tony D'Amato directs the forestry program at the University of Vermont. Snowshoe hares love what's called early successional forest, those small trees that crop up after a big windstorm or in the wake of logging. But D'Amato's research on recovering paper lands in northern Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine has shown that big clear cuts aren't the answer here.
And what we found is that, you know, those smaller openings with, you know, shade around them really do accumulate and actually maintain snow a lot longer.
In some places, this can be achieved by protecting old forests. But D'Amato hopes harvesting trees from tiny patches of land here and there, say a tenth of an acre, and leaving a lot of the wood behind, can help keep snow on the ground for longer and create the ecosystems the hares love. This research is about 5 years old, and it will take decades to see the full impact. But the early results are promising. Back in the woods in New Hampshire, Alexei Sarin says finding a solution for the hares is about more than saving this culturally significant and fluffy creature. Their presence in the forest supports other animals, like owls and lynx.
You know, they're really important number one species, primary species of boreal ecosystems, and if you didn't have them there, then these ecosystems would collapse.
It's something both researchers are fighting to prevent. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Abigail Giles.